Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year, everybody. It's your boy DJ Gatsby, aka Mr. Gone to Sex. We'll be back on the air. We got that 2017 year in review we about to put down. You already know what it is. In the meantime, got some behind the scenes stuff I need to do right here. We're gonna let this drum breathe for a minute. Back. Once again, like I said before, it's DJ Gas. Welcome to Who's Who, an African American led blog talk radio show, called the Spotlight WBMG Radio with DJ Gatsby. Like, we ain't got no guests tonight. Like, you know, we're going to do the show, you know, straight talk show style. No guests. If we get some callers, you know, we entertain them, you know, let them talk and bring up their topics if you want to. If you want to call in, the number is 917-889-2866. That's 917-889-2866 is the call in number. Calling out, it's your boy DJ Gatsby. This is 2017 year in review. And, you know, we're just sharing love with everybody and thanking everybody for all they've done. So, once again, hello and happy new year. I must say 2017 was a spectacular year for our readers, as well as some of the authors that we support here at DJ Gatsby's Book Club and Who's Who, an African-American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. If you're listening to me, that means you all been blessed to see 2018 along with the rest of us, and we're glad you're here. I want to welcome all of our new members who joined DJ Gas's book club last year. There are a lot of book clubs out there, and we're glad you chose to rock with us, DJ GBC, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to all the new authors who published their books for the first time, we got a lot of new authors, first-time published authors in the game, and we want to say congratulations to you. So big shout-out to all the authors, writers, and publishers who, you know, just really got in the game in 2017. Also, you know, we want to shout out all the authors who had their books turned into movies last year. Like, a lot of authors, you know, realized their dream of having their books on the big screen, small screen. I don't want to really mention no names. There's too many of them out there. But whether you had your book turned into a movie, and one of the cable networks aired it, if it aired in a major motion picture nationwide, if it aired on BET or one of the other cable channels, man, you know, congrats to you. We salute you on achieving your dream and you know, staying focused and achieving your goal. Also, even if your movie went straight to DVD or you did a podcast or web series, anybody who had their book, you know, turned into a screenplay, congrats, man. And, you know, we salute you. You know, it's a dream of a lot of writers to see their books in movie form or even in a play. You know, I know a couple of authors who had their books turned into plays, and we salute you for that. Whoa, DJ, what's going on, man? You trying to jar me out over there. Hold on, DJ. Get that music right. All right, also, we want to congratulate, you know, all of our friends in the book business, man, who were recognized for their contribution to the literary industry. And when I say that, I mean, we want to congratulate everybody who was nominated for an award whether it was by a book club, whether it was by a major organization, a magazine, newspaper, what have you. A lot of book clubs do award shows. They recognize authors. So if you were fortunate enough to be nominated for an award, you know, congratulations on that alone. And if you won, kudos to you too. So I just want to say that because I was nominated again. Seems like every year I'm getting nominated for something. I got nominated for Best Book Club a few years ago and actually won an award for that. Then I was nominated for Publisher of the Year when I came out the game and, you know, publishing books. I got nominated for a book publisher that, yeah, I didn't win, but the nomination was really made me feel good to know that people out there, you know, appreciated my work and what I do. And last year, my radio show, actually this radio show, WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby, was nominated for Best Literary Radio Show. We didn't win, but it just shows me that we're doing something right. People, you know, notice what we're doing, and they're showing us love out there. So once again, congratulations to everybody in the industry. No matter what you do, editor, book cover design, author, publisher, you know, Block Talk Radio, whatever you do, congratulations on being nominated. And also, big shout out to those who won. All right. You're going to take a minute, man. I'm going to be back with y'all in a minute. You know, I got something I need to do right here. Going to rock out with this joint. You know, so a lot of people like this. You're going to rock out with this joint right here. Hello, everybody. It's your boy DJ Gatsby once again. WBMG Radio. We in the building. Big shout out to everybody. Happy New Year and happy holidays, everybody. 2018 is starting out to be a fantastic year, and I'm just glad to be back on the show. Today we got no guests. You know, we're just doing straight talks. If you got a comment, a question, or something to DJ Gatsby, but you just want to call in and give a shout out, number's 917-889-2866. That's 917-889-2866. Or you can go on www.blogtalkradio.com, Black Shaz, the spotlight, to get me. You know, so big shout out to all my football fans out there. We got a lot of teams in the playoffs this year. You know, all my Giant fans, we didn't make the playoffs this year, but it's all good. You know, I mean, we'll be back next year. I think our team is still intact. So, you know, we had a lot of injuries and things didn't go very well. We did clean house a little bit, you know, getting rid of that coach and the GM that we got. So, you know, big shout out to my G-Men and all my Giants fans. New York, stand up. You know, we back. I'm going to give you my picks, though. Everybody know I'm a big football fan, so I'm going to give you my picks, man. Starting with the wild card and the other games in the playoffs. The Tennessee Titans against the Chiefs. They got the Chiefs underdogs by 7. I'm going with the Titans. You know, I know they're playing on the road. I'm going to go to Tennessee Titans. I like the way they're playing. You know, Marcus Mariota is looking good. You know, and I think they're going to make a playoff push. The Chiefs have been there every year. They don't really make too much noise when they get in the playoffs. So we're going to pass on them, and we're going with Tennessee. Game two is Falcons and the Rams. I'm going to the Rams, man. Rams might be my pick for the NFC champs all the way. I like the quarterback. I like the running back. I like what they're doing out there. You know, Todd Gurley is a beast. You know, Matt Ryan is a good quarterback over there with the Falcons, but I just don't think they got what it takes this year, particularly in this round. They lost to the Rams earlier this year, so, you know, I'm riding out with the Rams on that. Buffalo Bills at Jacksonville. You know, I like the Jacksonville Jaguars. I see the spread, you know, the -7. Bills on the road. But, you know, I'm riding with the Bills, man. They lost to the Jaguars earlier this year. You know, a lot of the experts, so-called experts, are picking the Jaguars to move on. I got to admit, it's going to be tough. But I like the Bills. They played hard. They fought to get in the playoffs. It's been a while. I don't know, like 15 or 20 years since they got there. So, I don't know. They got a pick, man. 2 touchdowns. The Jaguars over the Bills. I haven't seen the Jags play too much this year, but, you know, I'm riding with Buffalo on that. Panthers and the Saints. Now, I like the Panthers. I like Cam. You know, they was in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Rough year last year. They weren't healthy. I think they're healthy now. People are still going with the Saints on this. And I think I got to go with the Saints on this pick, too. You know, I like Cam and the Panthers, but they haven't been looking, you know, playoff ready. They got a couple of big wins. They lost to the Saints, and I think they lost to the Pigs. They lost a couple of games and a couple of big games when they could make a statement to show that they was ready. So, you know, as much as I love, you know, Cam and the Panthers, I'm going with the Saints on that game. You know, I'll give you some more highlights. I'm a sportscaster. We'll talk some more about football a little bit later. What I want to talk about right now is snow in New York, man. We had a huge, huge snowstorm. It was crazy out here. You know, snow done hit, man, and, you know, it's I don't know, man. The snow hit and 7 degrees today. A lot of snow on the ground. A lot of people having a hard time out there. If you're out there, anywhere on the East Coast, Southeast, I think they got snow from North Carolina, man, to Maine and Boston and everywhere else. So, big shout out to everybody that's out there. All the everybody doing the snow removable. Everybody trying to keep the city, you know, clean and keep that snow out the way. Big shout out to them, man. You know, big shout out to them. Also, give my condolences out to the family from the Bronx. Not the family from the Bronx, but it was a huge fire in the Bronx over the holidays. I think 12 or 13 people died in that fire. And it said, you know, a kid was playing with the stove or something. Whatever happened, we want to send our condolences out to everybody and their families that was killed in that fire. You know what I mean? So, yo, listen, another thing is, man, I'm going to ask you about this. Everybody talk about New Year's resolutions every year. Every year somebody got a New Year's resolution. They're going to do this, they're going to do that, lose weight, stop eating, you know, go to the gym, start a business, you know, whatever, stop drinking, stop smoking, you know, cut back gambling, whatever it is. Yo, you know, resolutions can be taken at any time, man. You ain't got to wait till the new year to start talking about resolutions and how you're going to make changes in your life. I know a lot of people do it. I'm just throwing that out there. I ain't no motivational speaker or no inspirational type of dude, but, you know, keep it 100 with yourself, man. If you want to make a change, make it. You know, make it. Another time, you know, now I got to talk about relationships, man. I got people, somebody just texted me about relationships. I said I was going to cover the topic. Yeah, man, you know, relationships are very important in a lot of people's lives. They take up a lot of your time. They take up a lot of your energy and emotion. Being in a relationship, man, there's two things, man. Don't get abused, whether it's physically, sexually, mentally, or verbally. You know, in a relationship, man, don't take abuse. You know, don't fight whatever's going on. If it's not working, it's not working. You're going to try to work it out, But don't fight about whatever it is. You know, I told anybody don't fight about where it is. Funny thing is that, you know, holiday season, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, people break up, people get together. You know, cats looking for girlfriends in the winter, and, you know, and then chicks ended up dead and dudes because, you know, it's an opportune time to show how much they care. A lot of brothers don't do it. So, whatever, man. My relationship advice, man, if it ain't working, man, kick her to the curb, bro. You know what I'm saying? Be a man about it, man. Let her go, man. You know what I'm saying? If it's not working, let her go. And the same thing for you two ladies. If it ain't working, man, let them go. If you ain't married, you know, got kids and or any other, you know, financial commitments, let it go. If she ain't the ride or die chick that's going to be with you through thick and thin, whatever, man, let her go, man. Yeah, tell her I said it. And the same thing for the ladies. If dude ain't with you and got your back 100%, let it go. You know, a lot of times people get caught up in the breakup and makeup and breakup and wake up. Listen, man, stop breaking up. You love dude and want to be with him, man, stop breaking up. Take some time, lean back or whatever you want to do. Do that, man. But stop breaking up and ending relationships and things of that nature, man. Once again, DJ Gatsby, you in the spotlight, man. My theme music playing in the back. Take a break, man. I'm kind of thirsty right now. Give me something to drink, man. Be right back with y'all.
Out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga, just as a reminder to myself. I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house, cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Yeah, that's that Drake joint, and I had to pop that in. My man told me to rock that for him. Big shout out to my man Ill Will down in D.C. Actually, he's in Maryland, Waldorf. Big shout out to Will, Kenny, Cherry, Garrett, man, and Mary, and Ty, the whole family down there. They show me mad love when I come through there. A big shout out to my peoples down in Florida, Fort Lauderdale. My man Willie. My boy over there, also Carolyn, Brady, man, I can't even think of the names, but I got a lot of people to show me mad love down there. I want to give a shout out to them. Also, man, don't forget, you know, DJ's Gatsby's Book Club. You know, we in the business of advertising, marketing, promoting books for authors and writers and people in the book business. If you got a book or you plan on writing a book and you're interested in getting some type of promotions or being a guest on this radio show, hit me up, djgatsbyx@yahoo.com, or you also can hit me on my phone number, 914-483-9496. Visit my new website. We just rebuilt the website, Who's Who in African American Literature.com. It's a spinoff from a book that I wrote that I'm looking to re-release sometime this year. And it's also linked to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's just a platform to give authors and writers a chance to get known, get seen, and bring their attention to the readers that are out there. So that's www.whoshoinafricanamericanliterature.com. Also, make sure you check out my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/DJ Gatsby. On that YouTube channel, you'll see my TV show. I actually produced and hosted a TV show back in the DMV, DC area in Maryland a few years ago. Interviewed tons and tons of authors. Ashton DeQuavis, Quan, Wahida Clark, Treasure Blue. Interviewed celebrity photographer Marcus Bennett, Lamont Easter. Benjamin Brothers, I did an interview with them, covered their event for MTV at the Grand Hotel in D.C. And there's just a lot of footage, book trailers that I produced for people, also mixtapes that I did, you know. DJ Gatsby's in the building. He's always in the building. DJ Extraordinaire. You can see my remixes and all my tapes on there. So check me out on YouTube. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram. It's DJ Gatsby X, and as well as The Real DJ Gatsby. Listen, I'm about to get out of here. It's my first time doing the show by myself without a guest. I had a wonderful time. It's a blast. I might just do this again, man. You know, I like the vibe. It's laid back. I get a chance to play some music. So, once again, everybody, Happy New Year. Thanks for the love and support. And, you know, I see you on social media, man. Follow me out there, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. DJ Gatsby.